the top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Four, 3, 2, 1.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
All right, we will.
Let's do it.
Checking in at
number five.
Governor Rauner delivered his State of the State address today.
Mm-hmm. Oh, come on.
He said the state of the state is one of readiness.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand that.
We're ready.
What are we ready for?
We're ready to emerge from the past and move into the future.
He was hoping out loud the Democrats in control would give him what they have refused to give him before, term limits.
There is one more step we need to take to regain public confidence. 80% of Illinois' voters want term limits. The other 20%, it seems, are seated in this chamber. And in elected Illinois courts, it is past time to make this good governance move. Put term limits on the ballot and let the people decide.
Who was applauding back there at the General Assembly?
He seemed to have a conciliatory tone, knowing that he's in a primary right now and trying to show that he's trying to get things done.
I think there's a middle ground to term limits that that can be done. Which is, I think, a more reasonable approach. Actually, that simple. It doesn't take the kind of political fortitude for term limits. But how about this? How about limits on leadership terms? So the Speaker of the House or the President of the Senate has a term limit. They can only serve for 2 terms or 4 terms or whatever it is.
I think it's a start. And I think he's right. These kinds of things are tremendously popular with voters. And why not see what voters have to say about it?
Right. Because it's very hard to dislodge a state rep because the state representative districts are pretty small.
Sure. And I think some of the people who oppose it would say, we have term limits. It's called voting. And then if you don't like your person, then vote against them. But we have seen that it's far easier for incumbents to raise money and to be more successful in elections.
And since Madigan's going to be leaving at some point anyway, I mean, he's no spring chicken. He's about 104. They very well like preserved those. He's got that Just for Men going, so that's helping him immensely. It's that you know, maybe they could get that kind of thing passed. It's a step. I'm not sure. I'm a little conflicted about term limits, you know, by and large, because I think that there does tend to be you can get some wacky governance out of term limited states, and you're seeing some of that. However, you're getting really wacky governance out of here, which is, you know, just basically stealing. That's all I can see that's going on down there, and mismanagement of the budgets, and it makes no sense.
Yeah, you've got you've got 6 weeks to go till the primary March, and then you have a new poll out today that's very interesting, I think, that shows J.B. Pritzker, having spent about $10 million, is less than 30%. He's polling a lot of undecided, with Daniel Biss at 17%, and picking up some steam and name recognition on that side. So maybe the Rauner ads have been effective. You know, he's spending a lot of money
on JB.
In the primary. And that's, I think, shocking. A lot of people undecided still with weeks to go.
Yeah, I mean, the billionaires and Democrats, even though they've been together for years and years and years and years, there's a populist kind of movement. Billionaires are seen as, at least on the left, they're seen as a problem. And Bruce Rauner, one of the things about Bruce Rauner is he's going to get compared to Donald Trump in the general, no matter how different he is, and he is, and how much he tries to run away from that. I thought it was very interesting too. You know, there was talking about this, you know, Gary McCarthy, former the superintendent of Chicago Police, is going to run for mayor potentially in next year against Rahm Emanuel. And the story today about how he's not going to be goaded into talking about Donald Trump. Yeah, I think you kind of are going to be goaded into talking about Donald Trump.
If you're going to run, yes. He took a he took some campaign money, I think, from Giuliani is one of the stories today.
Right.
So obviously a Trump supporter.
And he's a New York guy, and he's going to they're going to ask him because there are rumors that he was supportive of Donald Trump and he's going to have to run. And maybe that works. I don't know. In Chicago. I kind of think I do know, but I don't know anything
you
anymore.
You don't know anymore.
No. All right. Speaking of Donald Trump.
Number four.
Anthony Scaramucci was on the program today.
He was.
The Mooch was on the loose here. He's a former White House communications director. That
we
also
remember for, what, 11
days? 11 days, yes, as he pointed out to us. 11 days that shall live in American history. That's like referring to David Orr as the former mayor of Chicago.
It was like, how many days?
Right. Oh, man.
He was.
Yeah. Now, he, like the rest of us, doesn't believe that Donald Trump, he did not believe Donald Trump when he was originally making his bid for the White House, when they were first talking about it, in the Mooch and the Donald were sitting down and...
I met with him the day after The Apprentice ended. He said, hey, that's my last Apprentice. They want to resign me, but I'm running for president. I literally laughed. I said, there's no way you're doing that. He said, no, 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 I'm doing it. I said, you're not going to do it. I said, you've got 19,000 square feet of space here in this Trump Tower, and there's 6,000 square feet of space in the White House residence. You're not going to do it. By the way, I've been on your plane. Your plane is unbelievable. Why do you want to carry the press around? And so forth. No, no, no. I'm going to fix the country's problems. I'm running for president. So I didn't believe him. You know, but I didn't take him seriously in the beginning. And the Democrats obviously didn't take him seriously. And that's why he won.
There you go. Not opposed to being part of the reelection campaign.
Your plane's nicer. There's a good argument.
Just stay with your plane.
Yeah.
Air Force One, whatever.
Yeah, it turns out Air Force One's nicer. Although it's not, it doesn't have a gold toilet like his 757 has.
Gee.
I don't know. I anyway, the Mooch was asked by one of us. I can't remember which one. Are you going to be part of the reelection campaign?
You know, listen, I certainly, you know, I'm a big supporter, obviously, and I'm close to the family, and I would certainly like to help him on the reelection campaign. I don't see any way for me to return to the White House, frankly. So people that talk about that, I think, is nonsensical. But I certainly will be as supportive as I can.
Okay.
There you go.
It was a very interesting and candid interview. It's available for podcast right now at WGNradio.com.
Because you've been given the impression, I think, if you've seen him sometimes on the networks, that he talks to Trump all the time. And he said, you know what, I'm not going to give you that impression. I've talked to him four or five times since I left, and... That's
says
the way
he
it
still
is.
Talks to the press shop, though. Talks to Sarah and some of the other people.
Copix and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But he's known him for 20 years. Considers him a friend.
Okay. All right. And maybe we'll be hearing more from Anthony Scaramucci on this program. We'll see. Interesting fellow.
Sure.
All right, we'll get to your three, your two, and your one. But first, Judy Pilak is going to tell us what's coming up at the bottom of the hour. Con Show with Anna DeBlantis.
Yes.
We have, we're getting sold very heavily here on the tortoise to get
So the offer for the therapy pet for the show.
Mm-hmm.
And tortoise is the only offer so far?
Yeah.
What about a goat?
I'd love a goat.
A baby goat.
Yeah, I'd like a goat too. They'd climb up on everything.
But then they grow up, as we mentioned earlier.
What's so bad when they grow up?
Or we can make
then we can eat it.
Oh,
there might be children listening.
So, okay, or get the cheese from it, I guess.
Yeah, goat cheese.
Don't we have
to
get it knocked up to get the? That's who's going to be responsible for that to get the cheese?
I think you can bring them somewhere.
She loves goats.
Yeah, she's Greek.
And
right.
She's Greek.
Yeah, that's it. All right, top five.
The Giannis family about that.
We'll continue on with this, but we got that right now. We have an offer of a tortoise.
Anybody with a goat, please contact us. Thank you.
Number three.
You're going to be really sorry you put that out there.
No, I'm not.
During the State of the League address, what is up with the State of the blanket? We should have the State of the Show address.
That would be
State
awesome.
Of the Therapy Pet status? State of,
yeah. Roger Goodell spoke about the NFL's officiating and the ways it can be improved in the offseason.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to throw up.
Our officiating can get better. So can all of us. And I think our officiating is outstanding. I believe that with technology the way it is, we see things now that we never saw even 10 years ago. And that makes their job that much harder. But I think they're extraordinary professionals.
In the referee's defense, nobody knows what a catch is.
See, that
well,
I don't understand
nobody
this.
Knows what an illegal
the catch rule?
Stand, yeah. He talks about that.
Our officiating can get better. So can all of us. And
no,
I think our officiating
is... We just did that. Mm-hmm. We need the catching one.
The catch rule part.
Uh-oh. Hold on. Stand by.
Well, they're reconvening the catch committee, which met 2 years ago and came back with zero recommendations. So now... That's all good.
So to me, a catch is
what
when
Zach
the guy
Miller did.
Catches the ball,
right,
and is in possession of it, and he does not lose possession. It can bobble,
right,
but he does not lose possession
What's
of it.
What's the confusion?
You know, I think the thing is, some of it's just common sense, you know, and they're trying to put a hard line on what a catch is, but every catch is so different.
Hold on. Here's what he says.
Intelligent and thoughtful and people who have great football experience can disagree on what a catch is or what a catch isn't. From our standpoint, I think I would like to start back instead of adding to the rule or subtracting the rule, is start over again and look at the rule fundamentally
from
the start.
Oh, my God.
Because I think when you add or subtract things, you can still lead to confusion.
Okay. All right. Okay.
What's so confusing?
This is what's wrong with the NFL. There are many things wrong with the NFL. But I'll tell you something right now. Guys taking a knee is in back of what a catch is. Because that's when the game starts. I want to know what a catch is.
Well, and who didn't agree that the Zach Miller catch was a catch?
Right.
That just was a robbery by the NFL. And nobody likes to see that.
And if the guy goes down with the catch and he lands sort of on the ball, he's got his hands around the ball, and that hits first before the rest of his body, and he's a 200-something pound guy, and the ball moves just slightly when it hits the ground, but he's still in possession of it. He's got both hands on it. I'm sorry. That's a catch.
That's a catch.
Otherwise, then you don't have catches.
You know, running backs dive and extend, and the nose of the football just grazes the pylon in the corner of the end zone. It's a touchdown. But a receiver catches the ball, takes two steps, and maybe bobbles it just a little bit in his hands, and nope, not a catch.
You know what? You're making me feel bad, because that's exactly what I thought, Matt, when I asked for the replay call.
And it resulted in a turnover, Coach, against the Packers in the biggest game of the season.
Yeah!
Why'd you have to bring that up?
Sealed your fate.
Yeah, that did seal his fate.
Hope you're enjoying Florida.
Hey, you guys.
Don't mention the monkey.
All right. Maybe we should just get a monkey for the show and just call this a day.
I think that's a bad idea.
Mm-hmm. Number two.
Michelle Obama was on Ellen DeGeneres today.
Mm-hmm. Her first interview.
A big social media stir because she explained what was in that large Tiffany box that she received from the current First Lady, Melania Trump.
It was a lovely frame.
What was a frame?
It was a frame. Well, there's all this protocol. I mean, this is like a state visit, so they tell you that you're going to do this. They're going to stand here. Never before do you get this gift, so I'm sort of like, okay. What am I supposed to do with this gift? And everyone cleared out, and no one would come and take the box. And I'm thinking, do we take the picture with? And then my husband saved the day. See, he grabbed the box and took it back inside, but. Everybody cleared out. No staff, no one. I was like, what do you do with the box?
It was an awkward
moment. I thought it was
they
nice.
Covered for it.
Yeah, they did. And I felt bad for everybody in that except for Trump. Melania, I was like, you know, she's like, I will bring gift to...
She's probably thinking she's doing the right thing, just bringing a gift.
I will bring gift to black president and we will take over the White House. You know, whatever it was.
Trump probably didn't even know she had a gift.
Probably not.
She's usually thinking of these things when he shows up at places.
And it was from the Tiffany's, like, in there. It was either in their hotel or the Trump Tower, right? I mean, that was the funny thing about it. It's nice. But what was in the picture frame? Was it a picture of Donald Trump with like the two thumbs up?
I think it was just a picture frame. That's it.
Maybe the Trump family picture where the older kids don't look at the younger kids?
I think it was like had like a one of those things you see at Target with the fake family in it. Maybe Tiffany does something fancier.
Yeah. Maybe it's just a picture of Tiffany Trump. That would be something.
Could have done that.
All right.
Go ahead.
I mean, when you get the guys naming his kids Tiffany and Baron and, I mean, I guess Diamond was taken. Gucci, the Gucci Trump, not possible. Gold, Sterling, were those all gone? All right, hold on.
Number one.
Riders on the Storm.
And there have been plenty of them. Stormy Daniels was on the Jimmy Kimmel last night. And let me just tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
This was a ridiculous booking. This was a complete and utter one thing only ratings grab kind of moment.
Didn't have much of a payoff.
No, because she didn't want to talk about anything, couldn't confirm anything. Except and there was a very awkward moment where the statement that was released yesterday that says Stormy Daniels will have nothing else to say about this and she denies ever having an affair. She did it. She's denied having an affair a number of times over the last number of years and she's got nothing else to say about it was signed by somebody that was not Stormy Daniels because the signature was not the same.
Investigative reporter Jimmy Kimmel pointed that out. They mm-hmm. look very different.
Did you sign this letter that was released today?
I don't know. Did I?
Wait a minute. That you can
but
say, right?
That does
right?
not look like my signature, does it?
It doesn't look like your signature. So you're saying perhaps this letter was written and released without your approval. Do you know where it came from? Do you have any idea?
I do not know where.
You do not know where it came from. So you deny
the internet.
So you did not have anything to do with this.
I also work for the FBI, and I'm a man, according to the internet today.
Is that right?
Yes.
Well, we'll have to do a full examination.
Stormy's attorney didn't like that and immediately put out a statement. I am Stormy's attorney. I thought she did a fantastic job. She was just having fun, and the signature is indeed hers.
Mm-hmm.
Was signed in my presence.
Okay.
Stormy Gate.
Well, I want to talk about this because I want to. This will come up a little bit later on. I want to talk about not so much Stormy, but Melania Trump and last night and all of this. That all of the attention on her right now and what must she be thinking? I'd like to get a thought from the women on the show about this.
All right.
That's all coming your way. But first, let me close this up, and then Judy Pollack has the news at the bottom of the hour.
The top five at five.
Judy.